Chapter 1. Lex tore into the box excitedly, ripping open the cardboard flaps in her haste to get to the items inside. Nestled neatly in two rows, their covers aligned edge to edge, were the print proofs she had been waiting for. She took one out and admired it, turning the book so that the glossy dust jacket would catch the light. It looked fantastic. There was always something special about the first view of a new book, the smell of the pages, the act of unpackaging, of admiring the design of the cover as it looked in print. It always took Lex back to her childhood, when her father's bookstore had welcomed shipments of new books to sell. She had been eager to help him, grabbing them out of the box and running to put them on the shelves, standing to admire them for a moment. She'd always thought that, one day, she would follow in his footsteps. These books, though, were destined for another purpose. Lex snapped back to reality, flipping open the cover of the volume and casting her eyes over the interior. She was looking for misprints, typos, errors in alignment, all of the things that could damage the credibility of a serious book. This was a serious book, too, a very serious one. It was an exploration of the discoveries made by a professor of cellular and molecular physiology at Yale, who had spent the last 2 decades of his career in a research position. The difficult topic had been written up by an author who specialized in science nonfiction books, and Lex had gone over it painstakingly in her role as editor for the publisher who employed her. Making it understandable even for the average science major had been challenging enough, but a year of work was finally coming to a conclusion. Lex set it down on top of a messy stack of proofs, jacket options, and bound manuscripts on her desk, ready to dive into it properly. She flipped through the pages, unleashing a waft of new book smell across her face, and paused to fondly place a finger on one of the illustrations. It was bittersweet to finally come to the end of this project. Of all the manuscripts she had dealt with over the past year, it was one of the most challenging, and the most rewarding, to finish. Despite herself, she found her thoughts drifting away again, back to her father. A memory came to her mind as she looked at the boxed-up books, the scent of their new-bound pages floating up from them, and taking her back to something from before he had disappeared from her life. Unpacking a new box of books with him had always been a special joy. Lex turned at the sound of her dad's voice, echoing amongst the shelves. "Where are you, Pumpkin?" he was asking. "Science fiction and fantasy," Lex called back, giving him the name of the section she was standing in. The store wasn't big, but it was big enough to have different areas for different genres, and the shelves were so closely packed together that it was impossible to see anyone on the other side of one. Her dad rounded the corner, tall and bearded, a twinkle in his eyes as ever. His hair was so dark it was almost black, the same hair that Lex herself had inherited. He held out his arms to her with a grin. "There's my book fairy," he said. "Come on, the new delivery is here." "Alexis Blair, you're late." Lex almost jumped out of her chair, dropping the proof onto the desk with a clatter. Several pens, disturbed by the impact, rattled free and dropped to the floor, rolling under her desk. She looked up to see another editor peeking around the door of her office. There was barely enough room for it to fully open without hitting her desk in the cramped space, and she often left it propped ajar so that she could get some air. It was the smallest office in the whole building. Even the janitor's closet was a touch bigger. "Oh, God," she muttered, looking at the time on her watch and flushing. "Sorry, I just got the proofs of the endocrine explained. I lost track of time." Lex shuffled along past the side of her desk, which was uncomfortably close to the shelving on each side of the room, and followed her colleague out into the hall. "You and your science books," he laughed. Matt Lang was based in the fiction department at the Boston offices of Fully Booked Publishing, specializing in